Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, the host of the Common Sense Show, and Doug Thornton, the host of the American Vindicta Show. Together, we are the Doug and Dave Intel Report, and we're glad to be with you. We're going to talk about Panama militarizing the border, Maine, and the weirdness going on there, and some panic buying that's happening. We're going to hit all that right here on the show. I'm coming to you from the Noble Gold Studios, and don't let the banks are in trouble. Under Dodd-Frank law, they can do this. Take your money, get your retirement the heck out of the bank. Noble Gold can do that for you. Cut down your savings. Listen, Dodd-Frank, they can take it. So, how do you find out more? How do you protect your assets? Don't have a 1929 moment. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com, and I'll send you out a free information packet, and it'll have Noble Gold's number on it. The time is now, people. There are 66 banks on the federal watch list, and Sarah Westall said her investigation said there should be 1,600. So you need to get on top of it. Doug, how's the self-defense training courses coming?
Hey Dave, well, I mean, it's going pretty good. We just had our live fire training 2 weekends ago. May 2nd to 4th will be our next upcoming training. That's our shoot, move, communicate. That's the CQB course. You're going over a lot of scenario-based training. We
Yeah.
teach you how to respond to very dangerous, diverse events, and hope to see you through it till the end. And it's our bread and butter course. It's what really makes us who we are. And if you never had training like this before, where you've actually had to deal with people before while carrying a gun, we try to teach you as many do's and don'ts as possible. And you got to remember, man, it's not the wild, wild west, and there's still laws that are, on the books. There are things that you can and cannot do. So we do our best to try and teach people how to legally and lawfully carry a gun, protect themselves, protect other people, and a lot of things to consider and to think about. Because, once you leave us, we're not with you. We're not that little voice in your head anymore saying, hey, keep safe distance, wash their hands, don't get too close to the doorway, to the walls. We can only teach you what we can and hope you retain it. And from there, it's up to you to continue your training. So if you feel like that's something you want to do, come check us out at vindictasolutions.com.
Okay. Sounds good. I do have a surprise thing I want to talk about. Would you mind if I started with this and get this out of the way real quick? But I think it's interesting. I have this pop-up on my computer. I cannot get rid of it. And it's from MSN, as in MSN DNC. You know what I'm talking about? So it pops up. I have to mouse over it for it to stay up. And it's been your typical leftist geopolitical. We hate Trump and anything that moves that's conservative. But lately, they've changed their tone. They still do the propaganda, but they've had the most interesting articles for the last several months. And I'm actually reading them. Zero point energy, quantum entanglement. The latest one that caught my attention was what appeared Thursday. A Dr. Brandenburg from Harvard has analyzed the Martian atmosphere for thorium and things like that. And he concluded the only thing that would put these chemicals in the Martian atmosphere was a nuclear explosion. And he theorizes there was a nuclear war on Mars. Now, before you start laughing too hard now, I think he made an excellent case with the chemical compounds that are still residually involved in the Martian atmosphere. Something nuclear, I believe, did happen. He thinks it was an alien attack on an ancient Martian civilization. I am not convinced that that's even the second option. But I will tell you this. Have you ever seen the pictures of Cydonia on
Oh yeah.
Mars?
Oh yeah.
There's no question. They're right angles. NASA says lights and shadows, BS. It's that does, nature doesn't work that way. You got the face, which is like the Sphinx. You got the pyramids. And guess where they point at the equinox? Orion. Guess where the Giza Plateau pyramids point to? Orion. Doug, there could be a Martian Earth connection. And I don't know if we were part of this alleged nuclear war or not, or what the story is here, but MSN is clearly prepping us for something. And I mean, they have UFO stories out the rear end on their site. In fact, let me pull it up right here and I'll read you a couple of things that are on it. They know who I am because they put the Diamondbacks baseball scores up. They know I'm from Arizona. Okay. Trump getting his butt kicked by judges, anti-Trump stuff. Okay, here we go. Faster than light travel, is it possible? How SpaceX and NASA plan to build a Mars colony. NASA Curiosity rover finds carbon molecules on the surface of Mars. You know what that says right there? Where there's carbon and water, you've got life. Pam Bondi spreads election lies, so got to stay true to the propaganda. Okay, scrolling down here. Here's another one. Project Red Sun, NASA's secret manned missions to Mars. I kid you not. Are you hearing what I'm saying? This is on MSN, Doug. Wow. 7,000-year-old mummies found not to share DNA with modern humans. Could it be extraterrestrials? I don't know what they're saying there. I'll have to maybe go back and read it. SpaceX doubleheader. Going to Mars and Venus. What do you make of this, Doug? This is MSN.
I think eventually, and I have to look at the world through a biblical lens. I think eventually the whole world is going to become captivated with this, the alien agenda narrative. And I think the eventuality is to set us up for something that will take many people for surprise, that can be manipulated against we the people. And mainstream media gets told, for the most part, by the CIA, because I don't think they ever ended Project Mockingbird. They get told what to write. Sometimes the stories are wrote by the CIA. I think they are still controlled opposition. You may have, a couple of them will have some fun writing a few things here and there, but me personally, because I'm jaded and I think this is a great big grand scheme, I think they are setting up narratives. Fox News has been doing similar things. Alternative news led the charge for years in doing this. And now, there's also a third video that's going to be displayed by Congress. It's going to be reviewed by Congress of a alien spacecraft or a UFO or whatever that is rising up out of the sea. Is being caught on I believe a thermal camera from the rear of a Navy ship. So that we have this like this quagmire that happens in America, where we're getting close, we the people are getting close to foiling some sort of a plot, discovering something that's about to happen. The I don't know, the lies of 9/11 always come back to me, where, hey, all of a sudden, where did all those trillions of dollars go? Oh, hey, don't look over here at the trillions of dollars of black budgets and black sites. Look at the planes that are flying into 9/11, and then we need to go invade and conquer and kill. I think it's the same plot, it's the same ploy, but you will catch more flies with sugar. So give something for the kids to ooh and awe at. Man, young people don't want to hear about war. The old people are getting tired of it, and the guys in the middle of the road, which are my age, who are the ones who've been serving and doing a lot of this. We definitely are typically turned off by the thought of more war in the Middle East. So give something that the whole world can agree upon, a threat from outside the planet. I was listening to Russ Dizdar earlier today. And then one of his old conferences that he was in, he was talking about how the NASA's and all these, space base weaponry and all the industries, intelligence agencies, the industrial complex, and a lot of world leaders who want to say, Eventually there's going to be a threat that comes from off world and the interplanetary defense system and all this, where we're going to be pointing missiles off world at something that's going to eventually be coming our way, though you can't prove crap for any of this. But we know that eventually Jesus comes back. And Russ's hypothesis was that this weaponry is part of Satan's goal to trick the world into thinking the incoming aliens are going to be the bad guys that are coming. And it's a trick to make them think, hey, here's the bad guy. Here's the number one bad guy. But it's actually Jesus returning. So let's all fire upon him as he's descending from the heavens, Revelation 19:19. So you have, in my mind, I line up a lot with Russ. On the other end, the X-Files side of my mind tells me that the truth is out there somewhere, and I don't believe the government has it. And I don't
Well,
believe mainstream media has it.
they have their version of what they want the truth to look like.
Oh, yeah, they want to manipulate.
Let me say this. You pulled 90% of the words out of my mouth. I wrote down here Project Bluebeam, okay? And for those of you in the audience who don't know what I'm talking about, a digitally created fake alien invasion. Some people will die. They'll actually make it look real. It'll be done by AI. And here's where I differ with what you said. But you described Bluebeam. I agree. A fake alien invasion. Unite the planet under one control. That's the goal. And then guess who comes back? A fake Jesus Christ. So Jesus saves us from the marauding aliens. And oh, it's heaven on earth. And we install unknowingly the Antichrist into power. Hence, we have the tribulation. And probably what we're talking about there is the second half of the tribulation. You pulled the words out of my mouth. Interesting. We didn't, folks, we did not talk about this coming on. I, in an impromptu fashion, said, let me talk about MSN. It's really interesting what they're doing. They're conditioning us for this. That's my point.
Yeah, no,
All these stories on there, they're conditioning us.
they're conditioning us. And I mean, once again, why are they conditioning us? Well, because, man, they're losing the narrative. People don't care. I mean, look at how many people really didn't care that the stock market almost died, or that gold has not lowered under $3,000 an ounce. If anything, it looks like gold is going to actually hit $4,000 an ounce. And then you know what happens, it just continues to climb.
I
So,
know.
I mean, we're getting primed for a default on the currency. We're getting primed to be raised back up. The Phoenix out of the ashes freaking storyline. To put us on digital currency. So, and that'll be
Let's
the
go there.
saving grace.
Let's go there.
Okay. Mark of the beast.
We're going to go out of this exactly. Got it here. TSA, and I covered this today in social media. They announced that they might do away with the long lines. Of course, they always make it convenient. That's how they sell you on it. And you won't have TSA agents screaming at you because you're not sure what the rules are from airport to airport. And trust me, I've been the victim of that, and I've seen people be the victim of that. Now, here's the deal. And by don't ask any questions either. What they want to replace your boarding pass with, they want your boarding pass uploaded to your phone. We already do that. If you're traveling internationally, your passport goes there. But you don't need a boarding pass. I mean, you don't need to have documentation or show an ID. It's going to be facial recognition. Hello? And you say they're going to backdoor in CBDC? Doug, this is exactly what it is.
The Real ID Act.
You're exactly right.
It all started with the Real ID Act back in, what was that, 2016, when Obama pushed for the Real ID Act, and then it got ratified with Trump. The Real ID Act is to use, I remember when I was in the government, it came out, it's to use biometrics. So scanning of the iris was part of that. And strangely enough, the scanning of the iris is something that we know how to do very well. In 2007, whenever I was in Iraq, we were using this camera that was called a BATS system, BATS system. If any of you guys were in Iraq during that time, Iraq, Afghanistan, you know what I'm talking about. We would go and we would take a picture of, all the local men, and we would scan their irises and then put their name and kind of where we think, they live. And then that would be loaded up into a system where the FBI has access to it, Interpol has access to it, and the DOD had access to it. So if we ever killed the dude in fighting, we could quickly scan his eyes, and then we'd know exactly who he is and where he lived. And, from there we can piece together, what is he a part of? So, I mean, we've been working on this stuff forever, using it on other people. And I think they've only been secretly working on the project to make it better and better and better. And of course, with the use of AI and smaller chips and faster technology, who knows what it's going to be like. But I'm telling you that when they release it, won't be much you can do about it. You'll
Yeah,
just have to circumvent it.
it's surveil and seizure is what this is about. Social credit comes right along with it.
Like China.
Exactly. Well, yeah, Google invented this to go to China, and then China is exporting it to us, or at least they have. And this is exactly what's going on. But you're right on the money. You're right on the money with what you're saying there. And it did start with the Real ID Act. People, this is the way to get you in 15-minute cities. You eat bugs. You don't eat meat and dairy. The whole thing, it's called the C40 cities. And you can look it up on the net, C40. There's over 100 now. And they tell you no meat, no dairy, no cars. You'll live in 350 square foot apartments, digital currency. And you know what else they can do, Doug? I found this out as I really did a deep dive. Not only will they take your money for bad things you say if you speak against the regime or the system, but they also can take your money involuntarily. And if there's a stock that's lagging, they can put money into that. Just steal it right out of your account and use it for their purposes.
Yeah, man, you'll own nothing and you'll love it. Klaus Schwab. Well, I mean, and it'll have all your medical, that's being done. See, here's the thing, is through companies like Palantir, the whole digital ID and the digital ID, your personal birth certificate, marriage certificate, your license, your travel card or whatever it is that they call it, overseas, your passport is all put on one digital, device. So it's an app that's on the phone. And then the government has access to that app and can also deny and turn that app off and restrict you from leaving. So the government can restrict your travel. They can take away your pay. They can deny you your benefits. They can deny you medical health benefits. I mean, it sounds lovely. It sounds like, what our founding fathers really fought for, back in 1776 with the Declaration of Independence for us all to become slaves. That sounds right. But it's the technocrats leading the charge. So we'll put our faith in their feeble hands. I don't know, man. I keep telling people you need to get back to thinking about how people lived and survived in the 1800s. Because if you don't want to be a part of that system, you'll be a part of the other system, the one where, nature's trying to kill you every day. That's I don't know.
I'm not so
People will
sure
make
you can move
choices.
to Chinle, Arizona and raise beets. I don't think you can get outside their system once it's in place.
Here's the thing though. You're not going to be able to live in society when the mark of the beast happens. Especially if you don't take the mark, if you're a Christian, you don't take the mark, you're not going to live where you were. These people will find you. They will chase you out if they don't capture you or kill you. You'll be on the run. Unless the Lord has you to go into pr imprisonment, then you'll go in imprisonment. If the Lord has you to be a martyr, then you'll be a martyr. Praise the name of the Lord. However, if you're going to be on the run, you can't be near society. All right. It's not just the government forces that will be there, hunting you down. It'll be the world. The whole world is the beast system at that point in time. Everyone will be a part of it. Everyone will be interconnected to it. And you know, you're not going to live out in the wastelands of a desert where drones can easily see you, satellites can easily see you, and you know, think you're just going to bring your caravan out there and start a bonfire. You're going to be living a certain kind of way. Very low signature. You're gonna have to learn to do a lot with very little. And you know, inevitably you're gonna have to lean upon the Lord for everything. For everything. So your location of where you're at when this all kicks off matters. Imagine people who live in the Rockies, North Dakota, Montana, parts of Idaho. Places where, you know, up in the north where it gets severely cold and you don't have a domicile. You've got to be out in the wilderness, find caves, find refuge underneath rock faces. I mean, it's going to be brutal, right? And it's going to test a lot of people. But the biggest thing is, and the employ here of the devil is to entice you to come back. Hey, you don't go live out in the woods by yourself. Come back to society. Come hang out with all your friends. We got movies going on, popcorn, and you know, all the things you used to love. Just let's put this little mark on your hand and surrender your heavenly rights to the beast. And you can be a normal person again. I mean, you know, wasn't that almost like what the COVID shot did? Wasn't that what the mask did? Hey, don't you want to go out and have fun? Don't you want to
Don't
be
you think
normal?
they were measuring compliance then?
All the time.
Yeah, for a beta test, I agree.
All the time.
Yeah, it was all the time. I'm not optimistic. You got to stand your ground and take your punishment when the beast comes. You got HAARP. HAARP has tomography where they can see down to 2 miles beneath the earth. And that was 30 years ago, based on Nick Begich's patents he uncovered. It's got to be even more advanced than that now. Doug, I don't know where you'd hide. A cave won't get it done.
Well, look at this new technology where they were able to look underneath the, you know, the bottom of the pyramids to see 2,000 meters down, and not just to see, but to see what's under it. Not just say, oh yeah, there's a void, but no, here's a void and here's the freaking structures. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be difficult. Look, we learned that we shelter under the wings of the Almighty. Okay. Not under the wings of Donald Trump, not under the wings of Vladimir Putin, not under the wings of myself and what I can do. It's under the wings of the Almighty. It's all about faith, patient endurance, and faith, and the willingness to be bold in your faith. And so, with that, you know, like with the Fox's Book of Martyrs, that's probably like if there was a book that someone asked, like, Doug, what's the most important book to read outside of the Bible right now for these times? I'd tell you it's the Fox's Book of Martyrs. Who is ready to be a martyr? Who's ready? The church don't talk about it. I guarantee you most of your
Oh,
pastors don't ever talk about it.
there was a girl named Casey. Oh gosh, I think it was Burnwell. And I don't know if you know the story from 9/11 at Col not 9/11, but at Columbine on April 20th. You know the story? It's amazing. I probably should tell it for the audience. I did my student teaching at Columbine, by the way. It's kind of interesting to watch it surreal after 10 years, 15 years after I was out. Okay, here's the deal. Casey was in a group being held by one of the gunmen, and he said, "Who believes in God?" And she stood up and said, "I believe in God," and she was shot. She had a note that she had written to herself that her brother found a couple of days later, and it said in there that, "I've tried everything else," and I'm paraphrasing, "and nothing else worked. The only thing I can do is stand for Jesus. I will always stand for Jesus. This is the only way." And then 2 days later, she stood for Jesus and she was killed. It's an amazing story, but we're going to be facing the world like Casey did if it comes in our lifetime, Doug.
Well, and now it's about mindset, right? As a Christian, I know that Casey is before the throne room, casting her crown before the feet of the Lord Almighty. And I mean, to die is gain, right? To die is gain. What more do the dead have to mourn about when you are standing before the presence of the Creator? Fear will be the biggest hurdle for most people. Fear of not being accepted, fear of being in the wild, fear of not having my favorite AR-15. Men, we fear about so many stupid things, why we waste so much money on all kinds of stuff. But fear of each other, fear of acceptance, fear of lacking and wanting. And the devil will take hold of every single centimeter you open up that door in your heart. And we're not given a spirit of fear. And so, that's one of the things that needs to be in kind of like pounded into people's heads, and you don't have to be a pastor to do this. But Paul says we're here to encourage one another and to comfort one another. And while we're doing these things, we're comforting, we're encouraging, we're making disciples, we're ministering to each other, we're helping to bear one another's burdens. I mean, to be that family for each other and loving each other, it will help to seal a lot of people who are very shaky in their foundations. Because the first thing that anyone sees in mass panics is the people running around with their chicken, like a chicken with their head cut off. The herd follows the lemmings. You don't know which way those people are going to go. Are they going to go straight to Hillary Clinton's, adult fun camp? Or are they going to be smart, stop, look, listen, smell, think, and then make a decision? That's the group I'm trying to get, as best prepared, because you have people, and a lot of people are going to be on a knee-jerk reaction when all this stuff finally freaking kicks off. The lights go out, the freaking apocalypse is here. People will knee-jerk reaction, go straight to selfishness and self-preservation, and they'll say, screw everybody else, Titanic is sinking, it's my plank of wood, I'm floating, I'm living.
Yeah, there's
You gotta be ready for that.
another vestige of hell in a smaller microcosm, but nonetheless, it's just as evil as what we're talking about here. And it's happening with what a district court judge ordered about Maine. So in Maine, Trump had frozen federal funds to Maine because they let men play in girls' sports. Okay. And so I even saw this clip. In fact, my wife and I were talking about it at dinner tonight. Guy gets up and just says, "My daughter is not going to play sports against a man. You're out of order." They cut him off and they dragged him out of a school board meeting for simply expressing his opinion. But the deal is this district court judge thinks that he's the president. Now, here's what's interesting, Doug. This is an illegal ruling, and I can tell you why. When teachers in K through 12 across the country received No Child Left Without a Behind from George Bush and his educational reform that was a disaster, and then Race to the Top, which should be called Race to the Bottom, by Obama and Bill Gates. And in that, Doug, they said, if you do not adopt these programs at the state level, because remember, states are in charge of education, we'll withhold your federal funding. So wait a minute. Obama and Bush could do that. And Trump can't control funding going to states on another issue. I mean, the hypocrisy is just amazing. Congress needs to deal with these judges. They can impeach, they can defund, they can obliterate their jurisdiction, and it needs to happen now.
I'll tell you who needs to deal with these churches. It's not Congress, because Congress is just another part of the problem. If
Doug, you can't tell me if we made it illegal in a congressional level, okay? And if we got rid of some of these judges, that wouldn't help.
we already have the reciprocity to do this in the Constitution. We, the people, can form a grand jury, and we, the people, can say, listen, you are going against your oath of office. You're endangering the public. You're not holding to the oath of that office. Not only are you going against it, but you're also abusing it, and you're abusing children. You're not hearing the vote of we, the people. You're out. But who tells that judge, vacate, or we will drag you out of there? It's not Congress.
Yeah,
It
this.
should be local law enforcement,
Now,
and it
Congress
should be
has three
with the
options
people.
there. We need to make this is absolutely, I've researched this. Congress can declare a judge's jurisdiction to be null and void and obliterated. They can impeach and they can defund. Those are Congress's three options, Doug. They can do it. I'm not arguing with you that it shouldn't be local, but you got the governor on down in Maine. That's in charge. It's not going to happen locally. It's going to take the feds coming in. It's just like Arizona and voter fraud. We're not going to reform ourselves in Arizona. It's got to take the feds coming in to do it.
See, I just think that's the wrong mindset. We should not want the federal government in our community dictating our politics in our community. The federal government should be here in its most limited position of what it should be, and that's for protecting the economy and for protecting us from foreign invasion and being assisted another state whenever they are called upon. Outside of that, the governors have all the power, and then the people, the mayors, the local officials, but it's we, the people, who are at the top of the food chain. We, the people, not they, the Congress, they, the politicians, who they don't even know who they serve anymore. I mean, if you looked at their bank account, they'd have 20 different thousand freaking 1099s hitting to them from all the different places from around the world. Congress has failed. The politicians have failed.
All right,
They have
let's not
failed.
digress from that. I want to stay on this point for a minute. Okay? I like your argument about decentralization, and I don't like the feds in our business. But what does a person do in Maine to protect their daughter when the state government's in on this Bolshevik communist revolution nonsense? It's going to take outside intervention, otherwise it's not going to happen.
No, I mean, this should not be any point of common sense, and I'm not trying to insult anybody. Where are the parents? Where are the dads? Where are you? Why are you not out there? I don't know if it's a volleyball, if it's basketball, whatever. But where are the dads to stand out there and say, hey, boy who's wearing girls' clothes, don't you go on that field? It ain't happening. Coach, you can kick rocks. We can replace you. Look,
Well,
it's
actually,
we, the
I
people,
agree.
who should do
Local,
that.
here's your local solution. Everybody who has a daughter, they form their own organization and they refuse to compete against a team that has a male on it.
Well, I mean, so if UIL rules allows men to play in women's sports, then abandon it. Abandon it. Start your own private organization. Who cares about UIL rules? Is it because we want our kids to play sports so that we can live vicariously through them in our aging progress throughout this life? Or is it that we want our kids to play sports so that they could have camaraderie and learn about teamwork and leadership and the dynamics of being in kind of still combative sports? Is it so that they can get a better education by getting scholarships? Determine what that is, and then weigh that on, does my daughter need to play in her rugby team against a guy the size of Doug who thinks he's a girl today? Because when I played rugby, I was steamrolling over guys, and I'm only 6'1", 290. There are guys right now who are probably the same size as me, with mental disorders, saying, oh, yeah, I feel like I'm a girl today. I'm just going to wear girls' clothes, put a wig on, and go out there and tear someone's head off. Common sense should be prevailing right now. I understand in this point in time in America, common sense is
Yeah, there
not
you go.
common virtue,
There you
but
go.
dads, get out there and stop it. Or don't let them participate, start your own thing.
I
It's
agree.
simple. Boycott the whole system.
That is probably the answer. But I'll go one step further, and not to have the chalk in my hand last, but if someone were to do that in Maine, okay, we're not in your state organization, we're in this organization, but they don't allow males, then you'd have a Title IX lawsuit to shut down that organization, and the same district court judge would rule that organization ineligible to compete. That's why I'm telling you, it's an answer where you probably have to default to the Fed. And I don't like the Fed and local politics, but where else do people turn if their local actions are faulted?
Board of public opinion.
Vigilantism with a bunch of dads getting together is not going to solve it.
It has many times. I mean, in that how.
Well, if 50 Dougs showed up at a soccer match in which a boy was in, it would take the National Guard to probably stop your protest. But nonetheless, they would find a way to stop it. Anyway, it's a debate that we could go on endlessly about. And I want to shift gears and I want to go to another boundary. South of the border,
Oh, my
the
favorite thought.
Panama Canal is now firmly under American control. In fact, they're reopening an old base near the canal and they're putting troops in there. And naval ships will be on 24/7 watch. What do you think about this, Doug?
We should have never given up what ground we have taken. Makes no sense. This is our side of the hemisphere. We're the big dog over here. We should have never seceded to anyone at any point in time. But once again, the politician is to blame. The politician decided to write away our rights to that canal to China by never intervening. And I'll just repeat what I've repeated on here before. You can look this up. It's how I found out. 33 Republicans or lobbyists for the Chinese Communist Party, to include former Republican Speaker of the House John Boehner. I'm not counting Democrats. I'm just telling you, there's 33 former Republicans who are active lobbyists. So we obviously have a Chinese problem somewhere in the Capitol. But should we have the Panama Canal again? Yes. That is how our fleets can go from Atlantic to Pacific without going all the way around South America and risking those waters. So yeah, it absolutely makes sense. Not only that, economy-wise, it helps us with dispersing economy from West Coast to East Coast. So I mean, it makes sense. It's ours. We built it. We should maintain it. We should control it. And as long as something is, quote, fair, in the fair use of that, then everyone can benefit from it. No one benefits from communism, because they're gonna literally rob and steal and take over. So I mean, I think it's kind of like a no common sense. We should have had this a long time ago. Does there need to be a base there? Well, there's already 400 bases around the world, so what's another?
Yeah, I agree.
But that makes sense. It's in our hemisphere. It's in a neighboring country that is an ally of ours, and we're not there bombing people. So if we're there with a vested interest to protect that canal, then I'm okay with that, right? Just pull people out of Africa and the Middle East. That's my opinion.
Well, yeah, that's a good
Hey,
point.
we didn't write this down though, but speaking of that, what about Trump downgrading Europe and our size, our footprint over there?
I think it's a warning shot across NATO's bow that if you don't back off and quit trying to provoke Russia to attack, we're going to pull out entirely from NATO. I think it's a warning shot.
What do you think? What is the deal with Macron, the socialist president of France? For one thing, jailing his conservative rival.
Yeah, Marie Le Pen. Yeah.
Man, that should tell you exactly who our allies are. But he has either, I don't know. I think he is definitely playing with fire. Every chance he gets, he finds Zelensky and gives him a big old French kiss and hug and gives him more money. But there's something odd there. You have Germany, France, other parts of Europe are saying they need to have a European army that is independent. And Zelensky is calling on this something that is independent from NATO and independent from the United States. I don't know how you have two to three different kinds of armies and all their different allegiances there. But it sounds like maybe the threads of NATO are starting to be pulled so tight, it's starting to come apart. You think we could actually see NATO tear itself apart over this issue?
Only if the US pulls out. Europe is so desperate that they announced in the EU that they were going to start seizing dormant savings accounts. So wait a minute, that's an oxymoron. Your savings account is dormant by choice because that's where you're choosing to store your money. But they're saying there's 10 trillion euros that fit this criteria. And so they're going to take the money. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that's what they're going to use to militarize Europe. And by the way, Doug, I asked the question when I covered this last week. I said, gee, I wonder if this could be going on in the US anywhere. And I went to Bank of America and their FAQ page, and they said, if your account has not been touched, regardless of the kind of account, if you haven't touched it in 3 years, it's going to be seized. And then I thought, oh, I wonder if the other banks, yes, the other big four of the big five banks, the terms vary 1 year, 6 years, but it's the same thing. There's a movement right now for the banks to steal your money. And I go back to the advertisement I had with Noble Gold at the beginning of the show. That's why, folks, you got to get your money out of the bank, except for operating capital, and get into precious metals. So, Doug, it's a big flipping mess. The European leadership is crazy. They're destroying their economy. And I think Trump is saying, well, we're going to pull 10,000 out at a time when Germany puts 9,000 in Lithuania in a threatening posture towards Russia. You have other forces that have moved up to the border of Ukraine. Same kind of deal. I mean, it's putting Trump, Putin on edge. And Trump is saying, oh, okay, we'll just pull 10,000 out. And I think he's telling him, better back off before we pull out altogether. And if the Europeans have to fund NATO, they're in trouble. So,
Well, I mean, they've already said, was it Strymer? I think he said that they've already collected 800, or they have a plan to collect $800 billion to fund this military and also fund Ukraine and its efforts against Russia, which they're currently being bombed right now. And apparently, Trump doesn't like that. He wants this whole thing done with immediately. But Putin's not agreeing to these terms. Zelensky's not agreeing to the terms. Every time, a reporter turns Trump around on the plane, he says, "Oh yeah, everything's going great, looks good, be done in no time." And then here we are a week later, waiting for the same thing.
No,
I
I
don't. I
agree.
don't think the conflict will be solved anytime soon. I really don't.
I'm glad you brought that up. Hey, I want to go back to Panama just for a second. We left out a couple of things I think are important. Number one, little history. Saul Linowitz of the Carter administration got rid of the Panama Canal, and we received $1 for it. Saul Linowitz is one of the biggest was one of the biggest globalists in the world. As a result of this move in Panama, Panama has kicked out Chinese Belt and Road Project. So this is a good deal for America, and two advantages to having troops in Panama. One, it buffers illegal immigration, it restrains it. And two, if there was ever an invasion coming up from South America, Red Dawn style, there's our quick reaction force right there. It's a great, I mean, this is a masterful move by the Trump people. So, okay, let me look and see what else we got going on here. Here's the big one. Iran. A civilized negotiation. The Iranians did not take their shoes off and throw them at the American diplomats. I was shocked that didn't happen. Now I'm saying that a little tongue in cheek, but these people were respectful. In the post conference, the post negotiation conference after day one, the Iranians were respectful of the American diplomats. I couldn't believe it.
Well, I mean, the one of the things that I saw was that Iran may actually be investing in America and America investing in Iran.
Oh boy, yeah. Here we go.
Now you've got two factions. Technically, you've got three factions that's in Iran that people should be familiar with. I wouldn't be surprised if you don't, because you're crazy if you pay attention to this as much as I do. But you have the IRGC, so the Iranian
Charlie
Rocketeer
Spargar.
Guard. Yeah, that's what I like to call them, the Rocketeer Guard, because they always got some sort of rocket on them when they take pictures. So they are radical extremists. They are the SS of Iran, and they protect their Führer, the Ayatollah. Now, the Ayatollah is about as damn crazy as you can get, and he is a religious zealot, and he's hell-bent on wanting to destroy Israel. He's hell-bent on wanting to destroy great Satan and little Satan, us and Israel. And his goal for that, and along with the other 12 imams that are there, is to bring back the 13th Mahdi, right? So the end of days. So
Or they
you
want
have,
Armageddon. Would you agree with that?
yeah, pretty much. You have the 13ers, you have the IRGC. Now, then you got the people, and with the people of Iran, and remember, Tehran is like our Washington, D.C. Very few people live in Tehran, just like how very few people live in Washington, D.C. So for the most part of Persia, people just want to be left alone. They don't like living underneath a heavy Islamic rule. Go back to pictures of the 70s and 60s, man. I mean, they were, you know, high-styling and profiling up and down the streets of Tehran back then. I mean, they looked like us, and so did Afghanistan. You know, these countries were modernized, and it was America and the Brits, who they'll also call the colonizers, who helped to bring them down to, you know, this new level where they're at. And the Ayatollahs and the Taliban, that's controlled opposition by the CIA, by MI6, by the Israelis. And it doesn't take much to read into these papers to see it. But I think they're willing to work out a negotiation for self-preservation, while the rest of the people in Iran are like, please don't come over here and bomb us because of these idiots. But they're also too afraid to have an uprising against that government. But that government is very weak. You know, it claims to do a lot of things and to have a lot of things. It claims it can militarily go reach out and touch a lot of people, though we really have never seen it be able to, because it's also not been tested. But I just don't think they have the power that they think they do. But you know, if you watch a lot of these protests that are happening in Iran currently, you have women who are refusing to wear the hijab. They're refusing to wear the beekeeper suit.
I've seen that.
And you know, the so and that's happening more and more and more, and the people aren't out there trying to beat the young lady who's not having her headdress on. It's the IRGC that's going to do it. So eventually these two things will clash, all right? And typically populist defeats dictator, but it depends on which side we're on. If we want to control Iran and we don't want to have another Iraq, and we want to keep a known strong man in position, it's not our country, you know, sorry, it sucks. Then they will continue to do relationships with Tehran
I agree.
and with the Ayatollah. But if they want to take him away and make it a more progressive and more conservative, westernized country again, well, then they will have problems with all the other countries who surround them, who went hardcore Islamic extremists, because of us. So, and look at Turkey. Turkey's one of them. Egypt's one of them. Jordan is very westernized. I've known quite a few Jordanians. You know, it goes back and forth. Some countries want to be westernized, like the Sunnis. And then you have the Shia, who all want to go back to like living in caves and killing each other with scimitars. I don't get it. It's barbarism, but that's the Middle East.
Well, Doug, if there's a popular revolution, I think I know enough about Iranian people, the rank and file, that if the revolution starts with them, I think we'll even have a more moderate leader that'll be easier to deal with. The Iranian people want Western culture.
Well, they have a president. They have a president right now, their newest president, who actually is a moderate.
Yes.
And he is not well liked by the Ayatollah. So that president represents the people. The Ayatollah represents the IRGC, who's in control of the military and the nukes. So the president literally has zero power, but he's got the people behind him. The Ayatollah and the rest of the imams and the IRGC. So, like in Tehran, every time you see those videos of all the people that are bowing down and they're
Yeah.
saying death to whoever, death to whoever. Well, the IRGC is told to go out into the streets of marketplaces and funnel them all in.
Yep.
And that's the way it happens. I've talked to people from Persia who want to be called Persians, not Iranians.
Yeah, it's not,
And it,
it's like North Korea in terms of
yeah.
what they do. Yeah, I agree. Hey, I want to shift gears real quickly here. Wanted to mention, and I wonder if it's going to keep going. And oh crap, we're just about out of time, so we got about 2 minutes here. Panic buying across the United States. I've seen it. Try to go into Costco. The lines were 50 people deep. The shelves were about a third empty. People are panic buying. Very quickly, why do you think the people are panic buying?
I think when people heard that the all the stuff coming from China that is in most of these stores, like a Walmart sells what 80% of goods from China
Yeah.
now, people will think that there will be no resupply. So,
Makes sense.
yeah, no resupply. You know, go buy another thing of toilet paper and Kleenexes and whatever. But it loves and flows. So,
No, I hear exactly what you're saying. Hey, in the time left, tell people how they can follow your good work.
hey, American Vindicta Show. We're on YouTube. We're also on Rumble. Rarely do we post anything on Rumble, but if you don't see me on YouTube anymore, we're on Rumble. We also have a Patreon channel. Please consider joining that channel. Help, you know, support us and what we're doing. And check out Vindicta Solutions behind me. VindictaSolutions.com is where you can find us. We also have a YouTube channel for that for all of your training purposes needs. And the Intel Report is its own YouTube channel. So wherever you're watching this at, please go to YouTube, find Doug and Dave Intel Report, like, share, subscribe, do all that cool stuff. Dave, you're next.
Yeah, the commonsenseshow.com. Sign up for our newsletter because you'll get everything we do in the previous 24 hours, like 50,000 plus other people do. It's one-stop shopping, the commonsenseshow.com. Put your email in the newsletter link. We do not sell your data, I promise. TV show, the commonsenseshow.tv, and we got the new series going with our geopolitics called HIPS, Hiding in Plain Sight. And people love it. We do things, we look at the ET issue, we're looking at the pyramids issue. We look at quantum physics and inventions that are withheld and repressed. It's really interesting stuff. You'll love it. The commonsenseshow.tv. We're also on Global Star Radio Network, Red State Talk Radio. And our podcast is ranked in the top 0.5% in the world. Not bragging, but go find us on just about any podcast service. And we're there. And you hear the Intel report there a lot. And people love it. I think it's probably the favorite thing that people. Why they subscribe to us. Well, Doug, on that note, we are flat out of time. We covered a boatload of material. We hope you all found it useful. Please share this far and wide, please, because we have a nation of ignorant people to wake up, not bad people, just people that need to get involved so we can save our country. Thank you so much for joining us. God bless all of you.